opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 29th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're on YouTube at, I'm not sure what that is, but Jared's going to put it on in our chat room.
It already is in the chat room.
Oh, it's already in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Morning.
Hi, good morning,
that's
everybody.
A new one.
Is yeah, it? It's not YouTube anymore.
Oh. It's not YouTube. We've gone to Vimeo or something like that.
We're getting dinged for playing.
They don't like it when we play bump music, even though we pay for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jared, what national day is it, buddy?
It is Frankenstein Day.
Whoa!
Frankenstein was really, if you still watch the original, it's just wonderfully done.
Oh, yeah.
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 Written by a woman.
What's the book was?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the creation of it.
Mary Shelley.
Yeah.
Mary, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 73. It's currently 53. If you were able to see that beautiful, be inside that beautiful day yesterday, it was absolutely exquisite. We have more of that today. A little bit of light and variable wind. Tomorrow calls for a chance of showers, actually, with our 64 of temperatures being the highest. Then chance of showers and mostly cloudy with overnight lows at 51. Sunday will call for partly sunny with our temperatures around 63, and Sunday night chance of rain. Overnight lows of 50. Monday, rain once again. 80% chance of rain on Monday with a high of 57, and Tuesday partly sunny. We love that we have these rainy days and then a little break. And then rainy days and then a little break. It is good for your spirit to have that. Anyway, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business in Anderson. By the Kenny family, 365-3793 for all your propane needs.
Discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. And you have Rick.
Your pet of the week you've chosen is?
Is Rick. He's a one-year-old lab pit mix. He's super cute and
very
full
labby.
Of energy.
Very
yeah,
labby.
Very labby. Very and outgoing. Very wiggly.
Oh, he is just he just wants to be your best friend. And he's about, 45 pounds, 50?
I'd say.
More than that?
Probably a little more than 50, but he's not a very
not
big
much
dog.
More. He's not a big dog. He does. He has the body of a lab. And he has the face kind of, but his muzzle isn't quite as long as a lab's muzzle. So you can see where that pity is there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look hardly any pity. It's mainly labby.
Very labby guy.
Very labby. And he's, like you said, he's very young. He's just 1 year.
Yeah.
So you can still teach him manners or whatever. Has he done camp? Pet or anything like that yet?
No, he hasn't. So okay. He definitely has a lot to learn, but he's a really sweet guy. He does know things like sit and whatnot.
What's whatnot? When you say whatnot to him, what's he do?
Like, he knows basic commands
I thought if you said, Rick, whatnot? Like he'd go in and get you a beer out of the refrigerator
yeah.
or something. No, okay.
That's awesome. But yeah, he's very excitable. He's very adventurous. He definitely needs a family with a fairly active lifestyle because he loves being outside and he loves playing with toys.
He'd go for runs with you.
Oh, definitely.
And walks.
What about
kids?
Sweet disposition.
Probably an older kid. When I say older, maybe a 5-year-old because he, a little baby he might knock over.
So far, he's been pretty fine with everybody.
Okay.
He's fine with kids, fine with adults. But he would like to be the only pet in your life because he needs all the attention.
Okay, I understand that. I like that, too. I'm kind of like that.
Well, I didn't say that. But anyway, so tell us what's going on with Haven Humane. We definitely have Dog of the Month. October is Adopt-a-Dog Month. All right, mm-hmm. So we just have a few days left with that. But tell us what's happening at Haven. Tell us your hours. You're still doing appointment only. Are you opening up? Do you have any kind of spookathon or anything before that kind of thing going on like you've done in the past where you dress your dogs up and take them for walks and that kind of thing?
I know we're going to be tomorrow on the 30th. We're going to be at Anderson River Park for Food Truck or Treat. We're going to be there with some dogs hanging out, and there's going to be, like, food trucks and different vendors and a costume contest and things like that.
Okay.
So that's our thing we're doing for Halloween. And then our hours at the Adoption Center are still 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are still doing everything by appointment. But since Rick is Pet of the Week, no appointment necessary, you can come on down and meet him and see if he'd be a good match for you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So tomorrow you'll be at Anderson Park at what time?
5 to 7.
5 to 7. Okay, that's perfect. It's going to be by the way, folks, tomorrow night, Saturday night, is when you turn your clocks. Again, and I twisted it yesterday. I said spring forward, fall back, or fall forward, spring back. So then I went, okay, now wait a minute. It makes sense to spring forward and fall back. So that's how my mind works because I twisty. It's the dyslexic side of me.
so you move the clocks back.
You spring forward, you fall back.
Well, it's not spring, so we move the clocks
exactly.
back.
Exactly. So when we wake up, if we don't move them back, and it says, oh, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, it's really 7 o'clock in the morning. Right?
Got it.
Got it. Okay, good. Thank you so much. Well, thank you once again, and look at Rick. Oh, if you're on Facebook.
Why don't you
can see this live.
We're not on Facebook anymore. We're on Vimeo because we are not going through as the producer who did it says, and this is great, he says, the new KCNR video feed is direct from the studio to you without the overreach of some social media corporation.
Yeah, that's not
right. I like that. Okay.
Well, they have, I've heard this before, is that, you know, they have people just like with other companies, they listen in or they, the people in little offices that listen to the criteria of that particular platform. And so, if there happens to be just a tiny segment of music that goes over their allotment, then you're off. It's like that.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't do like a minute or 30 seconds. I don't even know what the allotment is. Now, it could be this company's 6 seconds, that company's 3 seconds. So, obviously, one of the segments that we had going in and out played too much. I know that's what it is. Pretty doggone positive that's what it is. But anyway, Pet of the Week. Thank you. Let's get back into Rick is looking for a home. So, let's make sure that we get him adopted out. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I think Mike Huber is joining us. It may be by phone. If not, oh, he's out there.
Okay.
You're pointing. Oh, he's out there. Oh, okay.
All righty.
If you look in the chat room, he wrote he's outside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm looking at the yesterday, Carlos Zapata and Christopher Mager. And, gosh, what was... and Ms. Bailey were all had their sentencing. So Carlos Zapata was sentenced, had been charged with battery and disturbing the peace, and he was found not guilty of battery, but they found him guilty of disturbing the peace. He was sentenced to a year of probation, 5 days of community services, and ordered to pay $220 in fines. He was also ordered to take a 16-week anger management class. I wonder if Nathan Blaze or Pinckney was, he's the one that came out and started this thing. And then.
Do we even hear about, did he get?
No, nothing happened to him.
Okay.
And even though that he was the one that came out from the kitchen, the way I understand it, and started the confrontation, which ended badly.
Mm.
But then, of course, he also got the gun out, and he was, nothing happened there.
All right. So, you know what I say?
There was no reason. He did not break the law doing that. Christopher Mager, however, with his sentenced to 30 days in jail. He's already served 17, so I doubt if he'll go back in. But he just had his guns taken away because he was found guilty of battery. So, my friends, if you get in a fight and you punch somebody in the face and it goes to court, you're found guilty of it, you can lose your guns. I did not realize that. So when
if you're in jail, they're going to come get your guns.
Well,
or ask you to surrender them.
It's the charge. I mean, if they get you for drunk driving, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose your guns.
Let's find out about that, because I believe that once you are in jail and you've been sentenced.
That's not true.
All right.
That's not true.
Okay. Maybe somebody out there can clarify that.
I teach this stuff.
Okay, but I'm just asking you if somebody is.
Certain crimes you are. But. You can go to jail for shoplifting. You can go into jail for reckless driving. You're not going to lose your right to own a gun for 10 years.
Well, not for 10 years, but can you temporarily?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted
to
know.
Call Andy and ask him. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. You can call John Bastiani and ask him, too. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here. I've been teaching this for 10 years.
Okay, dear. Okay. I didn't mean into your space.
No, you need me in the groin on that one. is our firearms dealer of choice. That's where we buy our guns. Why? Because it's great customer service. He has a great selection. Ammo, he's got all the accessories. You can get your CCW license there, and he gives discounts for veterans, and he's a good guy. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Raven hair and ruby lips, sparks fly from her fingertips, echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, Colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone, let's see, Cornerstone, we have three branches here. Do you want to check?
I don't know, but let's find out what their gun laws are.
Because
you're the expert.
Cornerstone Community Bank started 15 years ago. Children. Started 15 years ago. Just had their birthday. And they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown from us at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch, and the 192 Hartnell Shopping Center in the Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and soon to be an open branch in Anderson. Hey, we're here with Mike Huber, who is here to talk about a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Well, thank you, Carl Linda, by the way.
Good morning.
You guys are like my adopted parents.
We're not that much older than you.
Just for advice.
So you have something that's very special. Of course, we talk about you all the time, and the fact that you've done our with the state granted, and that you have been that you've done our kitchen, and that I turned my key over to you. We took a trip and just said here, and you were sending me pictures, and I said, you've got a great eye. Don't even just make it wonderful, and you did. So that's the Mike Huber who's in our off our station this morning, and you're here with your big old puppy, but you're not here for Pet of the Week. You're here to talk about an event this weekend.
So actually, I belong to a club called Trinity Turn Club. We are an autocross organization here locally. We're just a bunch of people that get together, and you know, we do it once a month. But we do it with the gearing of we teach people a skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go out every day driving. And if you're, you know, if you don't just miss a certain opportunity, you're going to lose, you know, driving every day. All we do is we practice our skill of driving. So an interesting thing happened when I was coming back this weekend. I had my trailer. I was coming down through I-5. Car in the middle of the road stopped.
What?
And I pulled out. And so my driving skills kicked in. I knew what to do. And it was just one of those things where I thought, if I didn't do what I do, I probably would have.
Wow.
Everyone else would have, you know, reacted differently.
Yeah, because your motor skills. If you don't brush up on your motor skills, it's just.
An overreaction on the highway will do bad things.
Wow.
An overreaction on the track will teach you.
Okay.
So that's why we do what we do. And so the biggest thing is that here, I'll just read the thing.
All right, please.
Why don't you just do that?
For the final season, this is our last season. Like I said, Saturday we'll have practice. So we'll be down there all day Saturday. At lunch, you can come down and actually see all the events that we're doing. We have, 10 or 12 different raffle events from several different local vendors, Napa, Mac Tools, O'Reilly, Snap-on. A few of the vendors, you know, Perry's Automotive, some of the other businesses are donating stuff. And, you know, we we had a lot of like father sons, daughters. We have a lot of women coming down doing it, and just getting out there and being interactive with people.
I like the
obviously
whole, yeah.
outside. We right. you know we practice a lot of
even
things.
In the rain.
Oh yeah,
and that's probably the best time to really learn. You know, what do you do in case it's raining? How you would, like, again, have kind of a master skill of your driving abilities in terrible conditions?
We don't, you know, it's, I got to do that this last weekend, and it wasn't, you know, it was rain or shine, but
right.
You anticipate not rain, but it is, it does throw a totally different challenge into it, but dry. That's when we, you know, the spring, the falls. It's just a nice thing to
Linda
get out.
Should, Linda should come down there.
She should.
To show you how to drive.
Oh, I mean, you do recall.
You know what? You know what? I've seen her do, you know, this thing they call the drift. Mm-hmm. I saw her doing that at the, where she gets gas. She drifts in, you know, sliding like that, and the guys that used to put the gas in, running for their lives. And when I drove her car in one day, they started moving, and I went, what's going on? Oh, we thought it was Linda! Anyway, so now, but this is a fundraiser too.
Well, yes.
It's funny. It's true. Is it true?
No.
Is it true?
How many accidents have you been in?
Once that I walked away from you.
Okay. So I, okay. Anyway, so go on, Mike.
Because there's been a couple I did.
Mike?
Okay.
Let's let Mike go.
So yes, I would love to have you down there. In fact, I had Rob down there last 2 weeks ago. And took him for a ride.
He keeps challenging me to come down there, but I don't want to put you to shame when I beat your record on the road.
No, you can only passenger until you actually get out there and prove yourself.
Oh, so. Really? Okay, so now how many people are involved in this club, and this leads to what's happening this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best thing to do is go to our website, because on the website it talks a lot about this different stuff.
And that is?
TrinityTurnClub.com.
I'm going right now.
Okay. And it's... A lot of, and I'm just a small piece of it, but I try to be the voice of, hey, get out there, go race, because it's a timed event. It's in a closed circuit.
Does it make any difference what kind of vehicle you have?
No.
I can take the F-150?
You can't take trucks.
Why?
There's a height and length issue, so. Cars.
Well, see, another time, another way that you liberal progressives are against...
Oh, I can make change rules if you want. I can make an
trucks.
Exception
pick
for you.
Up trucks.
Oh, no, I'll make an exception for a car.
Okay, cool. Okay, good.
Get out.
I just like to try it.
Well, what we want to do is same person, same car, different people.
Right. Oh. Okay. Now, this is what they call the Auto X Challenge Series finale.
And this is our last weekend.
Yes.
Now, you've won a couple of these, haven't you?
Well, particularly this one, what they do is throughout the year, we only do one lap, and
yeah.
It's the fastest of one lap.
Ooh.
Well, this is five laps, one time. Only. So you go out, we practice on Saturday, and then Sunday you get one chance, five laps, and that's your combined score.
Okay. Now, how's the fundraiser fall into this?
So we have all these donations, and people, mm-hmm. You can donate raffles. So you get to put your raffle tickets into whatever you want to win, and then that's on Sunday. So you don't have to be there. You can just come down, put your raffle tickets in, we'll draw your name on Sunday, and if you win, you win. But there's $200 Snap-on tool, all this stuff.
I'm wow.
Like, we're giving away some really good stuff, guys.
Cool.
We've had a lot of donations.
And what time does this begin again?
Well, we start at 9 in the morning, mm-hmm. And then we have two sessions. We have a morning and an afternoon session. So both days. Sunday will be the exciting one, because that was when everyone's practice will be Saturday. But Sunday, when you do those five laps, and it looks like great weather, correct? I heard.
Yes, yeah, Saturday looks good.
Well, Sunday afternoon, I don't care.
Yeah, but okay. So now, where's it at?
So we're down at the fairgrounds of Shasta Speedways, but we're in the parking lot.
Okay.
So if
you want to go down there and support a great cause,
and just watch,
you
can just sit there and watch,
and then go in and put in, buy $20 mm-hmm. worth of raffle tickets and put them in some great prizes. You can not only get a great prize, but you can also help out a great organization.
Absolutely.
And you have a special car that you've named Ginger. Tell us about your car. Because you had the white Corvette before. Now we've got a different car.
Yes, I have to practice what I preach and not do things out on the road. So, I totaled my car. It's been a total blessing. And, you know, sometimes God has to wake you up.
So okay, now, before people think that you were driving down the road at 150 miles an hour, that's not what happened. No. You were driving at a relatively low rate of speed on a back road and came around a corner, and there's a log laying in the road, and you went over the log, and that was it.
Yeah,
You know what? I don't know if I would have, even though that I don't name my truck, I could have bounced over that too. So I don't want you to think when he said when he towed his car, it was because he was out racing. It wasn't that. And I saw the location. The road drops off like six inches.
Ten.
Yeah. Or 10 inches. I blew a tire out just by going off that road, you know, one night, you know, I got too close to the side. I dropped off and blew a tire there.
Yep.
I haven't heard the end of that. So going down the Shasta Speedway, go down there this
Saturday and Sunday. Sundays are a raffle, so as long as you make it down before noon to come down if you want to.
So you can go down Saturday and put stuff in.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so it's open Saturday. Yep.
TrinityTouringClub.com. You can go online and you can see about the upcoming events, the Shasta Audix Challenge Series that's happening, that already happened, sorry. You have November year-end awards winner. I mean, all kinds of good things that are going on, and I think that this is something that you're right, that if you're trying to do something and you don't want to play golf or whatever, this is a great thing to do with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea.
And learn how to drive a car well in tight situations.
Yes. Low speed, but you know, high maneuverability. Mm.
It seems like low speed until you're in it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think the fastest you go is like what 50, 55
there,
around that.
Depends.
55. But you're going through around curves and
every cone you hit.
They have these little orange cones out there.
So the reason we do this, if you hit a cone,
so the fundraiser again this weekend is for
Northern California Veterans Museum and Historic Center.
All right. So we just wanted to clarify that. You can go out Saturday and go to the Shasta Speedway, but you'll be in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Okay. And going to be – that sounds like a great event.
Yeah. Okay. One last thing before we leave is daylight savings time is going to be on November 7th.
I apologize. I was
not
in class yesterday,
uh-huh.
and my teacher told me, the clocks are set back Saturday. Now, maybe I heard her talking to somebody else about it's the next weekend, the first weekend of November. So forgive me.
And as Sungold says, the bot kids are kerfuffling.
Yes, we
morning.
Are. And it was all over shoplifting and a gun. I'm still looking it up because I'm concerned.
I'll keep them riled in.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you for protecting me, Mike.
Thank you for the things you do. Of course, Mike has state ran. It's a veteran-owned business and just does outstanding
And thank you for your
work.
Service.
Thank you. Shout out to Cornerstone. They're a great bank.
Oh, gosh. You know what? We already have. We gave them a shout-out, and this counts for your shout-out. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Speaking of veterans and the Lions Club, we're going to be talking about the veterans parade that's happening next weekend.
You ought to get your whole group out there and be part of it.
I was part of it a couple years ago.
Well, I mean, but get your club out there and, you know, drive in a mass formation without, you know, running into each other. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, and that's Jeff Worston, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He doesn't practice there. He fixes it. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff will fix it. He's not going to take chances with the safety of your family. For a free consultation, a free inspection, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Glenn.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I was hearing lots of chains there.
Listen to what this is.
Wait. We have to go. Wait.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, how my monster from a slab began to rise. And suddenly,
now rip it up right now.
Surprise.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KC.
Are we wound up now, Carl?
Well, we were wound up when this thing started.
Oh, yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Go down and get your Frankenstein ring today.
Frankenstein ring.
I don't know if they have one, but if you want one, they'll build one for you there because it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of stuff. Good people. We love this place. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Roger Plato and Stephen Brooks from the Shasta
Enterprise Lions Club.
And the
Reading Host Lions.
Reading Host Lions, because we're here to talk about the parade on November 6th.
Yes.
It's happening.
Well, let's hear about it.
Okay, so we're having our 25th annual Shasta Lake Lions Parade, November 6th. And it's called the Shasta Lake Lions Day Parade, but it's never on Veterans Days. It's always the first week, or, excuse me, the first Saturday before Veterans Day. So come on down. It starts promptly at 10 o'clock. We'll have a flyover. We have our dignitaries there. We're trying to get a dignitary for every conflict or war, depending on what you call it. And Steve Brooks is one of those. He's with the Reading Host Lions Club. And Steve, can you tell me what conflict you're...
Yes, I'm representing Desert Storm, 1991.
All right.
I was there from January to March, and I was stationed in Ramstein, Germany.
Really?
I was part of the 349th Air Medical Staging Facility, and what that means is when troops were sent to Germany and that we were in a...
You're the ones that transport.
Yeah, transport them, and we had a medical center set up in an F-16 hangar. So they took everything out, and we had to triage the patients that came from there, get them ready to go to the States. And they had a station in England and Spain. And so you can't just transfer anybody from Iraq right to the States. So they have to be treated and that and sent home.
Well, we still use Ramstein during Iraq and all this, where we'd have somebody get injured badly. And mm-hmm. we'd stabilize their... and then they get them into, you guys come in and lift them into Ramstein too for much more complete medical services that we couldn't do. Yeah, so God bless you guys.
That's correct. That's what we did. And
yeah.
So when you came back to the States, and thank you for your service, by the way, when you came back to America, the
mm-hmm.
States,
yep.
How did you take your expertise, what you learned in the Air Force, and bring it to your civilian life?
Well, I was in a little different position there, but it was just a matter of trying to adjust and do things, the way they should be done. And I just brought them, to the States, and was in a different area and different field. But I learned a lot over there, and I came back to our children that were 3 and 1 year old. And so that...
decided to pull the plug.
Yeah, and said, welcome home. So I was glad to be home.
Okay, hey, Roger, how many people we got participating in the parade this
year? This year we have anywhere from 60 to 100 different organizations participating. We have a list of them from Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, a lot of organizations, Kiwanis Club.
The Buckeye Cuties. You know what? They are in every parade. We love these kids.
Yeah. And the bands, all the marching bands. It's really, and I haven't looked to see what the forecast is for the weather, but we hope it's going to be beautiful.
Well, it never rains on my parades.
That's right. It does, makes no difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's the Grand Marshal this year?
The Grand Marshal this year is the honorary Sergeant First Class Larry Trimbo, and he went through a selection process, and that's how we came up with him. So he's a great guy. I finally met him the other day, and we got along really well. So he'll be really good. We have other dignitaries and past Grand Marshals who will be there, and we also have a luncheon afterwards at American Legion there in Shasta Lake. It's one of the best tri-tip sandwiches you ever have. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the big flag, like usual, coming down the parade route. And we'll have a flag starting the parade route on a crane by A1 Crane.
Okay.
Who has been doing it for years for us.
Okay. Now, are we still having the pancake breakfast?
Oh, we sure are at the fire station, okay?
That is one great event. Pancake, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, before the event.
Yeah, and then we're going to have the flyover as well.
That's
right.
Oh, that is just so great.
As a salute to the veterans.
This is the beginning of a month of celebration.
Yes,
for
is.
Veterans. Of course, this parade is just outstanding. Everybody has a great time. Somebody always goes by and hands out the little flags.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a flag, much like the one that's sitting right here. I think that's where I got it, in fact. Plenty of room in it. The parade moves by quickly. It's organized well. You have great announcers. Yeah.
Have great announcers? Would you happen to be one of those at the parade?
Oh, just for the last 6 or 7, 8 years. Linda and I, we're honored to do
We love to do it. And it's so great because we get to be up there on the grandstand and announce.
We see everybody.
Each person, each band, each child, each individual. And it's lovely to see that people bring their chairs out and they're dressed in their red, white, and blue. And it is a beautiful local feel parade. Mm-hmm. We have the World War II, the Jeeps and the helicopters and all of the things out there that represent what so many people, that we don't even get a chance really to know, like our guest here, Steve, that you served in Germany. Mm-hmm. And that you've come back and you're part of the American culture. You served over there, and we just appreciate your service.
Thank you.
So we would love you all to come on out, enjoy the parade. Everybody who wishes one will get a flag to take home. Those will be given out by the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and they were donated by American Legion.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Now, what time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock. You won't get any parking if you come at 10. So get there no later than 9:30 and come out and enjoy the parade. Even the wonderful, great service club organization, the Salvation Army, will be there too.
Okay. Yeah. And don't forget the breakfast. And yes. What time does that start?
That starts at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. That's almost earlier than I got here this morning. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, you got here pretty early.
Yes.
So you can go down and you can have breakfast, get a good spot for the parade, enjoy the parade. It's going to be great. And then afterwards have a tri-tip sandwich over at the American Legion?
American Legion.
American Legion Hall. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for putting us on, first of all.
Well, thank you for having me for all these years.
It's,
okay?
it's nice meeting
like a family
you.
Yeah,
here.
Nice meeting it both
is.
Of you.
It is like a family. Okay. You know, we've been doing this a long time. And
God bless our vets and God bless America.
Absolutely.
God bless America.
And we will see you there on the 6th. Everybody, mark your calendars. It's a beautiful day. Let's thank our veterans.
And if you don't like it here, there are plenty of people wanting to take your place. You know, I suggest you go over and live in Somalia for a week, and then come back and then kiss the ground of the United States. Mm. Okay. All right. Was that a political comment? Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, guys. And we will see you on the 6th for this break.
Saturday.
Yeah. It's a week from tomorrow.
Yep. And then I believe after that night is when we have daylight savings time. Right, Jared?
Yes.
Thank you.
That is daylight savings time.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Hawes Farms. Hawes Farms is open, and it's fall fun with family night every Thursday. That was last night. It had been a beautiful night last night to go. And tonight, though, the haunted attractions are open. The haunted attractions are open tonight and tomorrow. At Hawes Farm, 6564. You know what? They have chainsaws.
Hey, what?
There's chainsaws. I think in one of the.
Yeah, and they supposedly are hiding in the corn maze.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We gotta run.
They've only lost one person in the corn maze, and that was only for 8 hours. Okay, that's at Hawes Farms. 7:47 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects. Whether you pick up or we deliver, now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and also online at KCNR1460.com. Maxwell Insurance brings us this last portion of our 7 o'clock hour. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since 1993.
Okay.
Okay, I want to share something with you.
We have to make one announcement though. The parade is in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes.
Somebody called and some bum scoop accidentally
got screwed up.
No, but it's in the city.
You should come out and see it. It really is fabulous, Jared. It really is.
Look, Jared's working that day.
Oh, well, I guess you can't come out and see it. All right, so.
If he comes out and sees it, we'll upset several
yeah,
of our
that's
several
right.
of our
probably
shows.
Looked at me like.
Anyway, that's going to be at the city of Shasta Lake on November 6th.
Right. So, okay, so if you are the spouse or in a relationship with, let's say, you know, the people are kind of a certain, like, ilk or breed. So if you're married to a veteran, then you know that being married to a veteran, there are certain trigger points or things that happen. Same if you're married to an attorney or if you're married to or in a relationship with a doctor or a plumber or anybody who has a certain kind of a restaurateur. There are certain things that, you know, you learn about, this individual. And, so the other night, I just have to share this because my heart, has been super heavy over it. And I'm sure many of you that are listening have experienced this, especially during COVID and the Trump administration and people who have just become almost radical in their hatred, in their divisiveness, and you get together and you try to, you know, talk about like, oh, maybe it's I just stuff. You know, you've had a long time relationship, and this happened to me a few, I'm not going to say when, but, and I'm not going to tell you if it was a man or if it was with women. It was a couple friends I've had for a long time, and I guess I have men friends, and I have musician friends, and I have all different kinds of friends across the board. But I was in a conversation, and one of the people in this conversation started talking about, you know, Trump, and I was thinking, you know, I have like 3 hours I've blocked off to be here in this presence tonight to visit. It's almost like when you go for Thanksgiving or you go with these holidays coming up, do you have anxiety about it? Have you had this kind of run-in? Have you had this kind of like, can we just embrace the moment and be together and just the joy that we're alive? That we are alive and that we celebrate each other. Why does it have to get into militant conversation? Just like extreme conversation. I don't know. Now, because in 3 hours, how can you possibly, if you only get together a couple times a year, how can you really discuss your life? So you kind of like do the wave tops and call me shallow. I don't care if you call me shallow. But I have a deep love for my country. A deep love. I am a patriot. And so when people say, what do you think about this red, white, and blue? And what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? I'm like, I'm here to see you and celebrate our friendships. So when somebody says to me, when I see that flag, I am embarrassed or I'm ashamed. I my body from head to toe started to shake. And I went to the bathroom and then I came back and you know, you guys, I hate this because I could not, I lost my temper. I found myself just raising my voice and saying, I can't believe these words are coming out of your mouth. And so I'm just wondering if you guys have experienced that too, because now what do you do with that? You know, it's like how it affected me has stayed with me for like 48 hours, 58 hours, 4 days, whatever it is, that I've got to try to get my light, you know, feel this light back in my system that just made me feel that I just had like an anvil drop on me. And I mean, there's a lot of things. We have a lot of flaws. You know, we have so many things that we just need to work on, but we need to work on them as a team. And so, you know, I feel like I'm kind of beating around the bush. I don't even know what to say, but, you know, I just want you to know, I am in my heart. I have a flag waving in front of my house. I started to cry, and I said that every time I sing the national anthem, I got 3 of them coming up. I just did one. I just sang the national anthem for 53 counties at the Turtle Bay Museum, where 53 or 54 representatives from counties, all colors,
All genders,
standing up for the national anthem, and for singing the national anthem. And so I pride because I know there's been people like Carl and people like the Lions Club and people who have lost their lives to fight for an ideal in our country. Yes, it is flawed. Yes, it's super flawed right now. It's 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I remember 72, we're in Vietnam, totally flawed. Years and years of my parents, they talk about what it was like for them to be flawed, but I don't hate this country. I'm not ashamed of this country. I'm not embarrassed for this country. And so, gosh, do you guys ever feel like that? I feel like an alien right now, like I'm on another planet. Anyway, I had to just share that with you because when I sing the national anthem, I look at the flag and the red represents the blood, the blue represents the veins, and the white represents the bones of those women and men that have given their life for this ideal of the United States of America to be a free country. And yes, we have room, We need to grow women's rights, children's rights, so many different things that we need to work on as a group. But I just got to tell you what, it shook me to the bone. I'm still not over it.
One of our listeners just wrote in the chat room, that sucks, Linda. Hugs to you. And let me, in this last minute, tell you some of the things that are let me tell you. When I see my wife upset about something like this, and she was truly upset, you know, when you're dealing with people that you've known for a long time, and something like this happens, when I first met Linda, you had a sticker in your house. I mean, it was on something, and it said, "Love your veterans." And you have, you know, it was before we met. And I know how you feel about this country, and I know how you feel when you sing the national anthem. So having somebody say that, you know, again, my thoughts on that are real simple. Go someplace else and live there for a month. Don't leave our country, but go to another country and live there for a month, some of these places. And when you come back, as many of us have that have deployed in horrible places, and you come back and you realize what a great country we have. And you talk to a lot of immigrants that come here legally who have thrived. This is still the shining city on the hill. And when you get people that can't get over Trump, my God, it's past. You know, it's past. Move forward. We got to run. When we come back, we've got one safe place.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
Prescription drug pricing are now gone entirely from the package, drawing outrage from some lawmakers and advocates.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen. Well, China will not be pleased to hear this from Sandra Oudkirk, director of the de facto U.S. Embassy on Taiwan.
The value of our partnership and our support for Taiwan is rock solid. We are committed to deepening our ties with Taiwan, a leading democracy, and a critical economic and security partner.
Oudkirk, new director of the American Institute in Taiwan, China claims the self-ruled democracy as its own. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up about 14 points, so the NASDAQ Composite Index down 63, and the S&P 9 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A leading Democratic politician in Myanmar sentenced to 20 years in prison by a court set up by the military junta that seized power in February.
U Win Tein was an early target of the military junta, which seized power in Myanmar in February. He publicly blames the coup on the personal ambition of the military commander, Min Aung Hlaing, and called for non-violent resistance to it. He was arrested 3 days after the coup. A military court has found him guilty of treason under a catch-all law which criminalizes any actions that could cause negative sentiment towards the armed forces. U Win Tein's health is known to be poor, and there are concerns about him going into Myanmar's notoriously brutal prison system.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Chinese tech giant Huawei sales dropped 32% from a year earlier in the first 9 months of the year, this under U.S. sanctions and the sale of one of its smartphone brands. News and analysis, townhall.com. Atlanta's Truist Park, about to host its first World Series game.
The World Series shifts to Atlanta for Game 3 on Friday after the Braves and Astros split the first two games in Houston. Ian Anderson goes to the mound for the Braves in their first World Series home game since 1999. He'll be opposed by Luis Garcia, who got the victory in the Game 6 clincher against Boston in the ALCS. Anderson started the NLCS clincher. It will be the first World Series pairing of rookie starters since the 2006 opener. Each team has earned 7-2 victories so far. The Astros even the Fall Classic on Wednesday as Jose Altuve homered and Jose Urquidy worked 5 strong innings. I'm Dave Ferry.
Members of Philadelphia's largest transit workers union have reached a tentative contract agreement. The deal averts a possible strike and threatened to bring elevated trains, buses, and trolleys to a halt. To get on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also hop into our chat room at that same address, and we are on the air coming directly to you via Vimeo. Is that what it is?
I'm not entirely sure what it
is. And the address on that is on, if you just go to...
You got to scroll up a little bit, but I can see if I can.
Well, but
Vimeo.
Yeah, it's on Vimeo.
Vimeo.
And so you can see inside the room, see what we look like in our guest and all that.
See my back.
8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And is it National Cafe?
It is.
Whoa.
I didn't say it earlier because we had a dog.
We had the dog. you didn't want to hurt Rick's feelings there. Okay.
That's right. Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with a high of 73. Overnight lows of 55. Saturday calls for showers with a high of 64. Overnight lows of 51. Sunday calls for 63, partly sunny. Sunday night, chance of rain begins. Monday, 80% chance of rain with a high of 57. Monday night showers. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 64. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, locally owned, operated, located in Anderson there with the Kinney family. Senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We have some announcements to make about what's happening for those trick-or-treaters
or
for Halloween events this weekend.
Trick-or-treat at the Farmers Market, October 30th on Cypress Avenue. Hollywood. Halloween family night at Sweet Spot. At Sweet Spot Reading from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I'll get this. Every one of them says Halloween. Halloween party, October 30th at 1251 Oregon Street in Reading from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's just a party. Well, I wonder what that's like. I can see no problems there. Black Light Climb Night at Shasta Rock Club, October 30th at 7 p.m. Beetlejuice on October 30th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. But gates open at 6 p.m. at 151 North Boulder Drive. Halloween Eve with Groove Culture, October 30th at 1730 California Street at 8 p.m. Halloween Spooktacular, October 31st at 1726 Churn Creek from noon to 3 p.m. The Fall Festival, October 31st from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the NorCal Elite Gymnastics in Reading. And, okay, this has got to be my favorite. A Thriller Flash Mob at Sundial Bridge.
Oh, my dude. You better play that.
At 8 p.m., October 31st, Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
and
now.
I'm going to have to look this up, but isn't Rocky Horror Picture Show.
At Axiom?
At Riverfront Playhouse. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I think it's at Axiom.
Oh,
all right, we'll look it up.
It could be. I don't know. But we're going to tell you where that's at. And you know what? And that has got, if if you haven't ever been to one of those, you ought to go to one. People dress up in the audience. People say the words along with them because if you've never seen this movie, you need to. Okay. Our guest today, of course, is Jessica, Jessica from One Safe Place, and you are one of the experts over there. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Okay, so let's discuss the fact that, okay, Rocky, let me go into, if you don't mind, let me just clarify some things. We'll get you up there. The Rocky Horror Show is at Axiom, and it is live October 29th through 31st. You have to go online to get your tickets and see what you have because there are tables and it's pretty cool in there. It's like in there. You go online and find out. So it is at Axiom again, October 29th through the 31st. So you've got tonight, a couple other nights. And the other thing I want to say about Halloween is that, like, I've got friends that dress up and they do the crawl. So they're going to hit clubs. They're going to dress up. So you're going to people out on the street. Please be careful if you're driving to just remember there's kids still out. There's people out. And just go slowly when you're driving around downtown and neighborhoods. Be just extra cautious about October 30th, not even on Halloween. They go out on Saturday night and make that their big Halloween night.
Also, Mark Story from Haven Humane said, if your dog gets excited and you've got a bunch of kids coming to your house, ringing the doorbell, just make sure is that you have your dog under control so he doesn't get out and get scared and run away. Or maybe even worse, accidentally injure somebody that's out there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Jessica is our domestic violence expert from One Safe Place and also the liaison for children services. And so, Jessica, welcome to our morning show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So one of the things that I love about first meeting you is that you're dressed in got your Halloween scarf and everything. And I said, what are you doing? And you said, oh, well, I'm a fidgeter. And I thought, well, how nice just to bring that up right away because we all have things that we are. And so you're teaching in your domestic violence expertise so many things, and I'm sure one of them is just patience.
Absolutely.
And acceptance.
Absolutely. Making sure that everyone has a voice and is being heard.
So let's talk about your studies and how you became, what led you to this vocation.
So I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence. And after I got out of that relationship, I wanted to make sure that my life was a lot healthier. And I enjoy helping people. So I kind of fell into this line of work.
Well, that's great. So you have a major testimony.
Yes.
Right. Do you ever share that in your classes?
From time to time. When I'm teaching my classes, I really want to make sure that I'm not taking time away from the people that attend my classes. I want to make sure that the spotlight is on them and what their needs are. Sometimes it's nice, though, to hear that they're not alone, that
right.
I myself have experienced that. But for the most part, I like to make sure that I'm giving my time and attention to what their needs are.
And so what kind of courses and what do you have to do in order to be able to, what's the word I want to say, have the tools to be able to have people who are, well, just tell me the process of what happens. Do they come into One Safe Place and then One Safe Place then will place these people with you? Or how does this work?
So when it comes to my discovery and my mini discovery classes, oftentimes I get referrals for them either from the court system or from children's services, the social workers there. And oftentimes these are people that really do need the help and the resources. With children's services, their number one goal is to make sure that they're giving support and resources to family. And these classes can be a really big support for these people. Once they get signed up, for my full discovery group, it's really a wonderful environment. It's a group environment, so there's multiple people that have been through that experience, which is really helpful because it's hard to kind of get to that point where, you know, for so long you felt like you were alone in that situation. But being in a group environment where you're able to speak with other survivors can be really empowering. And also to give, it also can be encouraging as well to kind of open up about your experiences and to let that healing process start.
Well, and so when you talk about children's services, what age groups, when you give your courses, are there attending?
So for my full discovery group, you do have to be at least 18 to participate. And it goes all the way up from that point. And then for my mini discovery group, sometimes I work with teenagers, people that have been experiencing teen dating violence, and we want to be preventative and give this information to them to help protect them and hopefully help get them back on the course that'll be best for their future.
And when you say children's services, what would, like, hypothetically, how does that work? Like, give us a kind of an example.
So in situations where there has been a domestic violence incident and the children were exposed, oftentimes those get called in and reported to children's services because exposure to domestic violence is very harmful to the developing brains of children. And so if a social worker sees the situation and does recognize that there is domestic violence going on, oftentimes they're going to make that referral for the parents so that they get the information resources that they need, but they also get the information about how it affects their children.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about, we're going to take a break, and when we come back with that, let's talk about emotional triggers.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take an early break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You also teach classes on boundaries. Very much what I talked about, not knowing that's what you were going to be bringing to us as tools to respond, how to... I guess we'll find out all about that in the break after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services. Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only hospital in the area with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. The only one that does the TAVR valve replacement, and which means you can get a valve replaced without getting your chest cracked. You can be up that day and go home the next day after getting a valve replaced in your heart. The other thing they're doing is they're bringing in residents. It's going to be a teaching hospital. And 24 residents will be working at Shasta Regional starting next year. When you think about that, coming to our community, finding out what a great place it is, and it is a great place, well, we may up the number of doctors we have available to for people to go to. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added French Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Going 30 going on 13. Remember that movie? Come on, you gotta love that movie. And then she goes out there and they do the whole thriller. I'm like, oh, just, I probably should take a class just on learn. Will you do that with me, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
So we go out in the middle of a some kind of reception, wedding, something, and they play Thriller, and you and I are doing the, just, it's probably, I don't know how many counts it is. I know you do the thing in a circle, and you have to do the slide
well,
and the
it might be
head.
A good idea not to do it at a wedding, especially while they're taking their vows, but maybe, maybe at some other place, maybe you could go down and do, this Sunday. Go to the flash mob and go with Thriller.
On the bridge.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going today.
Today.
Yeah, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great, great place to get your hair cut. They work by appointments, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, we are here with Jessica from One Safe Place, and she's the one that teaches classes and teaches people how to handle, to address domestic violence, discovery groups, how do you form boundaries, you know, so things don't go too far. Have you found that during COVID and the lockdowns last year, now it's getting better, people are getting out, did domestic violence go up and child abuse in these?
While I don't necessarily have the numbers in front of me, there's definitely a higher risk because of that isolation factor, and isolation itself is a form of domestic violence. So I know, in fact, when it comes to children.
So would you say the governor then would be guilty of domestic violence by isolating us?
No.
No. Okay. I would.
But that's part of what you're saying is that is part of what happens when people have been in domestic, this is what I think you're saying. When people have been in a domestic abusive situation, they will isolate from people, from friends, from family. They'll go into a more of an isolation.
It definitely depends on the situation. Sometimes it's the perpetrator that is doing things like, oh, I don't want you to talk to this person anymore. They made me feel uncomfortable, and continuing on as a way to get them away from support. But at the same time, also as a victim of domestic violence and a survivor, sometimes it can be self-isolating because, you know, you want to limit what you're telling your friends and family about what's actually going on in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have no idea as we're partner looking, or we're in a situation, a marriage even, or friendship, that there are people who try to take control over you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you experiencing now with your teens?
Honestly, the most difficult thing that I've found with the teenage clients that I work with is that in the moment, you know, they really are trying to connect with the information. They're absorbing it. They're interacting with the material. But because their brains are not fully developed yet, it's a lot harder for them to be able to apply that material. And sometimes that can be taken as, oh, you're not trying hard enough, you know, you're not paying attention, when in fact they're also struggling with their own trauma, and that's having an effect on the whole process of being able to apply that while mm-hmm. also going through whatever it is that they are going through in their home life.
Do you feel that in the past 2 years with COVID and being isolated, you're saying that you're still Zooming, and that hopefully things are going to be opening up here soon, because there's a lot of, you know, some other organizations are masking but putting tables far apart and doing the safety practice that way, but it's kind of imperative for certain people to be in a live environment rather than behind the computer. And maybe more breakthroughs can happen in a live environment with practices and just having that energy. Are you finding that that there's more where people self-harm?
In my aspect of my job, I usually don't interact or have that conversation about self-harm. It's not something that people share willingly. It's not something that any of my clients have ever brought up, which, you know, unfortunately, I only see my clients for a small portion of that mm-hmm. of that week. And sometimes in a group environment, you know, everyone has things that they might not want to share, and that's okay.
Well, let's tell our listeners right now, Carl, and I'm sure you would agree with me, that we love to hear what a day looks like for you, a day in a life. So for Jessica, who is the domestic violence expert and liaison for the children's services, what's a day look like for you?
So in the morning, I usually have a couple of meetings twice a week. I sit in on a red team with children's services as the domestic violence specialist, where I'm able to help in certain cases or things that have been reported. I'm able to kind of give my two cents to those situations. In the afternoons from 1 to 3, I usually teach discovery group. And on top of that, I usually do mini discoveries as well, where it's one-on-one with the individual. The one thing I do like about my mini discoveries is I'm able to meet with them face-to-face. I'm able to have that more I'm able to have that one-on-one, but also having that interaction is really helpful.
Now, do they come into the One Safe Place services? Do you meet them somewhere for coffee? Do you go to – how does that work? So just how does that work?
So usually I'll meet with them either at One Safe Place or I'll meet with them at Children's Services. And we'll meet there, and sometimes, you know, you don't have transportation, a car, your tire goes out, and sometimes I'll do a Zoom meeting as well. But for the most part, at least with my mini discoveries, at least for one session, I'm being able to meet with them face to face.
Right. Cause I was just thinking of things for certain, environments. If it's been court appointed, does that mean that they're taken from their families, the children?
No, not necessarily. Every situation is different, mm-hmm. and one thing I like about my job is I try just to get the minimum amount of details, the things that I need to know. That way, I'm not being judgmental. I want to make sure that they feel safe in the space that I offer for them.
How do you start out? Like, for instance, do you start out differently with the girl age group? I mean, like, how would be a sit down with you? Do you have like a kind of a, like, okay, your name is, you know, Jack, your name is, you know, Lisa or whatever it is. I'm just curious, like, when they go into the room, first of all, they have to have, like, they've got to be in fear because now they're in a building dealing with a problem they maybe don't want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely, well, One Safe Place is a wonderful resource. It's
absolutely.
Never a place that you want to be your, in yourself due to a situation like that.
Absolutely. I mean, so, we've been supporters of this since the two combined.
Yeah.
We go back. So we think it's a wonderful, but I'm just trying to get into the head of what that looks like. So people, oh, we can talk about events and we can talk about, but there's something very intimate in that first moment you meet somebody inside a building. You have to, first of all, like, oh, I have to go do this. I don't. So, you know, I'm curious as the expert, like how you set the mood.
So, one of the first things that I do besides our introductions is usually I ask them, like, if they want anything to drink or eat just to get them a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
And I usually try to reiterate with them that I'm here as a resource for you. I'm here for you. I'm not here to work against you. I want to give you everything that you need. And one of the other things I really want my clients to know is that I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you the information for you to make your own choices. And do with that as you will, because you know yourself best, you know what's going on in your life best, and it's up to you to make those choices.
So when you have something that's court-appointed, and we're going to have to take a break here in a minute, do they say one session? Does the court appoint how many sessions?
So depending, usually when it comes to the court, it's usually discovery group, and discovery group is 10 sessions.
Okay.
But sometimes it is mini discovery because schedules, you know, we got to adhere to everyone's schedules and make sure they have time for it. And sometimes that means mini discovery, which is 3 sessions.
Okay. All right. There we go. So that's giving me like a picture of how that works and how it unfolds. Thank you so much for those details. We do have to take a break.
Okay, and right now I want to remind everybody that the 2021 KIXE Holiday Auction is already underway online at kixe.org/auction. Over $100,000 in donated goods and services, and moving the registration and bidding process to an online format has allowed more people to join in and support KIXE. The televised auction show will air on Channel 9 beginning Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. All proceeds from the auction support the day-to-day operations of KIXE, the North State's local PBS station since 1964. We've supported KIXE. We're happy to do that. They have the programming there is something that you will never get on any of the commercial channels. KIXE Holiday Auction. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kid's roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Steinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Cinerama, Redding Hurley-Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 29th Halloween, and the Little Goblins are going to be out Sunday. Be careful. It's probably going to be raining. You got to watch out for those little kids. They may, you know, may not be listening to mom and dad. They are so, they get so excited out there. So be aware of that when you're driving. Weather this weekend, today mostly sunny with a high near 73. Tonight, 40% chance of showers. Saturday, showers likely and possible thunderstorm before 11 a.m. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 63. South wind around 5 p.m. Sunday night, a 40% chance of rain. So, but that's after 11 p.m., so it could be a nice dry day, dry evening for our trick-or-treaters. Monday, rain. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, a chance of showers. Wednesday night, showers likely. And Thursday, a chance of showers. You know we need them. So, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. That's what I was going to say. I have my sevens and my nines. I went, no, that's not
I've
right.
I've heard that, you know, so when you many get times. Ready, I have.
So have I. I've said it. I have probably said that. I don't know how many thousand times in 11 years because they've been with us a long time. And Chuck Kenny's a good friend. Right now, though, he can't hear me because he's, well, I guess he could. I guess he'd be good listening because you can hear us anywhere in the world. Sorry, Chuck. 3793. Okay. Hey, we're here with Jessica from One Safe Place. We're talking, she's one of the coordinators and one of the instructors on domestic violence, how to avoid it, how to read the signs and all of this. And, but one of the things that you mentioned was boundaries. How do you, you know, because that can stop an argument before it gets started. So let's talk boundaries a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Now, the thing about boundaries is that, you know, they really help us determine what type of people we want to be around and who we want to surround ourselves with. there's different types of boundaries, too, like physical boundaries. With COVID, you know, the 6 feet social distancing is probably a great example of that. But then there's other things. There's things like emotional boundaries, you know, being able to share things with your partner without them belittling you or telling you, oh, you don't feel that way. How can you feel that way? Really being able to emotionally connect in a way where no one is belittled, no one feels like they're being put down, and you're able to have those conversations where you feel like they're listening and you're being heard. And then another really important thing is things like intellectual boundaries or thoughts and ideas. These are things that are really important to everyone. And it's something that we want to be able to share with our friends and our family. However, it's also important to be able to set boundaries in regarding about what's important. Sometimes things are triggering. Sometimes there's topics that we don't really want to discuss with other people. But it's really important to be able to communicate that in a way that you're still being firm with that person, but you're protecting yourself. So saying things like, you know, hey, I understand you're really passionate about that, but that's on a topic I really want to discuss with you. How have you been? How's your dog? You know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Just trying to get back into a better and healthier conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really interesting because I, you know, before you came on, I was talking about that and I'm still, it doesn't mean I'm going to cut this particular, if you were listening earlier, this person out of my life because there's a long-term love there, a friendship. And so probably because I've not set those boundaries myself, like I really don't want to, I don't really want to go into political because I did say, hey, I know, stopped, hey, there is nothing I can do about what happens on a national level, what happens on a state level. All I can do, the only thing I really have control over is myself. And from myself then goes to my, am I a good neighbor? Am I a good friend? Am I compassionate? Do I listen? What am I doing in my community? That is what I can control and what I choose to do. So, and I did do that, but then it went into that, like some, I guess, how do you then, when somebody decides to go into like, I don't care if it's about gas prices or I don't care if it's about the neighbor down the street. You know, sometimes people just feel like they got to chew. How do you stop that?
So it's really important to remember that we are not responsible and we cannot control other people's reactions and what they're doing.
Right.
Besides the deflection of, you know, I understand you're passionate in setting that boundary, the best thing to do is to take care of yourself, whether that means ending up, hanging up the phone or walking away from the conversation, because you have to put yourself and your mental health first.
Right.
And just protecting yourself.
Right. My son-in-law, when he was first married to my daughter, his way of establishing a boundary was when Jennifer would be using her red-haired witticisms and things. He would turn, walk in, and take a shower. And that would end it. That would, you know, and because, you know, people get upset, you know, your brain fills up the front, frontal lobes fill up with blood, as you know, and it takes like 10 minutes to for everything to calm down again. So those showers would last for 10 minutes and 43 seconds. And then for the first 2 or 3 years of their marriage, he was the cleanest Marine in the Marine Corps. But she would talk about this and she laughs about it now. They've been married, 20 years. But that was establishing a boundary. That was walking away. That was a timeout. And it's acceptable, I guess, if somebody is reaching that point where your frontal lobe is beginning to fill up, that you can say, I need a timeout here. We need to change the subject.
That's a good way, I guess, to say, because you know what? We're bringing this up. We're going to be going into Thanksgiving. Before you know it, that's just about 3 weeks away or so, which just blows my mind. We're going to be in, we as a society will be getting together in small groups, weddings, a social event, family gets together. You know how it is. You've always got somebody at the table who perhaps is in agreement or not in agreement or whatever. Christmas is coming up. How do you control yourself? That's all you can do.
Well, it's really important to kind of know what your body's signs are of frustration and anger. Everyone has little telltale signs, and it's just important to kind of get in tune with that to figure out, do I need to step out? Do I need to do some breathing? Just making sure that you're also setting limits for yourself. Like if you feel this certain way, you know that you're going to go and sit in your car for a couple of minutes. Maybe listen to some music. And I like to call this self-care, you know, making sure that you're taking care of yourself before any obligations, because you can't really do much if you're not taking care of yourself and you're not paying attention to your body.
Okay, that's just really probably the big lipstick on the mirror moment. Are you taking care of you? You can't, so one of the things for me personally that last year, I had a health crisis that went on for quite some time, is that I usually try not to double book. Like, I try not to do two nights in a row. Because I really need to, if I'm going to be 100% present and give up my energy, this is me personally, the next night, I mean, I don't know how people do it with kids and they got event after event after event. And we used to do that. But now I just find that after I've done the one, the next night, I just need to really rest. So that's my boundary that I need to do for myself. So I'm just sharing that because I know people are listening thinking, okay. You know, I think we have a tendency to get really strung out on so many commitments that we really try to please people and be there for them that there's a guilt that comes in. Now, how do you deal with that?
So I really like how you brought that up, because that's actually called a time boundary. And everyone only has 24 hours in a day. You can't change that. So it's really about kind of thinking about, you know, it's really nice to say yes to other people and going to things, but it's also important to have as much respect for yourself as you do for other people. You're important. Your time is important. And while it's totally okay to say yes every once in a while, it comes back to bite you later if you're overwhelming yourself, if you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that changes, would you say with your studies, that may change with your age, that may change with life experiences about what you think you could have done last year and your capability to be able to maybe process it in the next year? It could be a health crisis. It could be so many things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important to reevaluate ourselves as we grow. Our values change, our hobbies change, things. We're always evolving a little bit. So it's really important to kind of keep touch with how you are doing in the moment and then reevaluating yourself as you grow.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say for our listeners, both women and men that are listening, that have really been used to being and called and been proud of being maybe a multitasker, and then like reevaluating their life of where they are now, if you're looking and saying, I'm supposed to do this event on Thursday night, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Whatever it is, where I have to go to this, I don't want to do it. What are the words that you would tell, say, a client or a patient, how to be able to give her permission to get out of that or how to go into it with a different shift of an attitude?
Be kind to yourself. Everyone has value, and it's really important to make sure that you have that time for self-care. And also just making sure sometimes there are certain things that happen, like having dinner with a friend where you just really feel like it would be best to take that time for yourself, because the next time you have dinner, you're going to have more energy. You're going to want to be there in the moment. You're going to have more fun spending time with that person. And then sometimes there are events where you're going to have to stick it through because it would leave the other person hanging.
Yeah.
And just growing from those experiences and figuring out what would be a good rhythm for you.
Okay, we need to take a break. We did have an author on a month or so ago. And she said the importance of being able to say no. She ends up being the soccer coach. Does not want to be the soccer coach. Turns out her son hates soccer. But there she was, stuck for the whole soccer season because she couldn't say no. She felt like she had to keep giving. So I guess the importance that I'm taking from this is you've got to be able to say no if you're going to, you know, to be able to have that energy and that mental acuity and all this. you have to say no so that you can be there for others. But at the same time, some people need help. And you've got, and you're kind of on the hook for a friend to help them, to listen to them. I've had several occasions when I've had veterans come over to the house. They needed to talk. You know, it's probably not a good time, but they needed that, their time with that more than I needed my time. And that happens. But at the same time, you don't have to volunteer every day for things like this. I'm kind of getting that from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, who has been one of our sponsors for the whole enchilada. Has been with us. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got all your tobacco accessories, all your tobacco needs. They're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6 p.m., Friday 9 to 6:30 p.m., and Saturday 10 to 6 p.m. All this at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. It is 8:49 in the morning here on the 29th of October, and we let October get away from us also. 54 degrees out there and sunny. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com. Or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed.
a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome once again to our last segment here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday edition. It's currently 54 degrees today. It looks like we're going to have, mostly sunny with a high of 73 and overnight lows of 55. Showers likely on Saturday, that's tomorrow, with 64, overnight lows of 51. It says tomorrow night, chance of showers and mostly cloudy. Sunday calls for 63 with partly sunny, and Monday rain with 57. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We are here with Jessica finishing up the segment, talking with One Safe Place. She is the domestic violence expert and liaison for Children's Social Services. But we wanted to end today with a real positive spin on fair argument rules.
Thank you. So I really love teaching about the fair argument rules, because regardless of your friends, if you're with your partner or with your parents or your children, arguments happen. And it never feels great when an argument ends in just yelling and name-calling. So I really like to share these tools that you can use in an argument to really get your point across, to feel like you've been heard, and also just to help solve the issue. And that's the most important part when there is an argument, trying to resolve that issue so that you can move forward with that relationship, whether it be romantic or friendship. So one of the biggest rules for this is to identify and focus on the problem. You know, you really want to figure out what the argument is and just stick to that. You know, you don't want to bring up the past. You don't want to bring up other factors, because it just distracts from the argument and just trying to get to the bottom of that one issue. And being able to take personal responsibility. Sometimes we're all human. We all make mistakes. And so just being able to take accountability for actions is a great way to move on with that argument and help with the resolution. Another really important thing, too, is paying attention to timing. Time is really important. You know, when you get into an argument with someone who is about to go to work, or if you go get into an argument with someone who just woke up, that's not going to get you anywhere, because now that person is also frustrated and overwhelmed. You really want to make sure that you've discussed an appropriate time, you know, where the kids are sleeping, and that you guys have the room to yourselves where you can really discuss that issue at hand.
That's I will share personally that I know not to start when Carl wakes up in the morning, start on anything, because it's tender time, and he won't, we can't communicate really openly. So I'm sharing that as kind of a personal thing, because yes, it's important to pick your time. Now, when you get mad at something, so where are your argument rules there when you get mad at something and somebody has a tendency to blow up?
Well, kind of going back on what I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show, was making sure that you're paying attention to how your body is. We can't control the actions of other people, but if it's you that you feel like you're about to blow up, being able to take that break. Like Carl said earlier with his son-in-law going to take that shower, that's actually a really wonderful way to do that. Other times it just means letting your partner know, I need time, and then just doing what you need to do for yourself, care, to get you back down to a point where you can go back to that conversation. Because life happens, and sometimes you get really mad about things. And that's okay, as long as you're taking care of it in a healthy, responsible way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Okay, what else?
So another one is not holding grudges. So sometimes people, when I talk about these rules, think, oh, so I'm never able to talk about or bring something up again from the past. That's not true. Sometimes things happen, and it's going to take more than one conversation to truly get to a conclusion of that, to make you feel like the situation's been handled, you're comfortable again. And it's really important not to hold grudges also, because it leads to resentment. over time. So being able to, you know, it's okay to go up to your partner or your friend and say, hey, I know this happened a long time ago, but I still feel really, I still have feelings about this, and I'd like to talk about this with you, see if we can put it to rest.
That's nice. That's healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just a really good way to maintain friendships and relationships in general.
Yeah, because I know my family, there's a family of grudge holding in my, and I'm not alone. I'm sure there's, you know, like when your uncle did this, I'll never get over it, or when your whatever it is. So, and that's toxic.
Yeah, it can absolutely be toxic, and it can lead to a lot of other things down the road.
Yeah.
Another really important thing that I encourage is I statements. So an example of an I statement would be going up to your friend or your partner and saying, hey, I feel really hurt when I'm expressing myself because I don't feel like I'm being listened to.
Okay.
You're really just framing that up to really show them how you're feeling and why you're feeling it without necessarily pointing the blame on someone, so that you're opening up that conversation. When people are confronted like, you know, you never listen to me, you never do this, it's a lot harder to open up that conversation because it can feel like an attack instead of an open discussion.
There is a statement